It's Friday, July 10th, 2020. I'm Tom Maloney with Lakeshore Public Radio. This is your midday news update. Stay tuned for the latest on a mask mandate for LaPorte, and gun permits in Indiana are on the rise. Then we'll get the latest Pick 3 and Pick 4 midday lotto picks, as well as your weather forecast through the weekend. Indiana Republicans have scuttled Attorney General Curtis Hill's bid for re-election following a month-long suspension of his law license over allegations that he groped a state lawmaker and three other women during a party. Former U.S. Representative Todd Rokita prevailed Friday in mail-in voting by state convention delegates. The state Republican chairman said Rokita defeated Hill with 52% of the vote in a third round of voting after two lesser-known candidates finished last in previous ballots. Rokita said he entered the race because Hill had a history of, quote, bad judgment, bad choices, and not taking responsibilities, unquote, marring his time as the state government's top lawyer. Indiana is seeing a wave of people applying for five-year handgun permits after lawmakers erased the fee starting July 1st. State police received more than 20,000 permit applications from July 1st through July 7th, compared to 2,259 during the same period last year. About two-thirds of the applications were for the no-fee five-year permits. Applicants must still pay a $13 fingerprint fee and have a background check. The new gun applications have strained the state's online system. First Sergeant Ron Galavez says people need to be patient. The state of Indiana has surpassed 50,000 COVID-19 cases, up to 50,300. Lake County added one death to its total, now at 248. 39 total deaths for LaPorte County, for Porter County, 27 for LaPorte County, 10 for Newton County, and 2 for Jasper County. LaPorte County has ordered all retail customers and employees to wear masks while in retail buildings, according to the Northwest Indiana Times. Mayor Tom Dermody signed the executive order today, stating that retailers will also be required to supply hand sanitizer at entrances and near high-touch surfaces. According to a press release from the city of LaPorte, restaurants are exempt from the mask mandate as long as social distancing is maintained. The order is set to begin on Monday, July 12th, and expires on August 7th. Anyone with a medical exemption will not be required to wear masks. The order will be enforced, and people who aren't following may be ticketed. 12 pounds of meth was confiscated on Wednesday as it made its way from El Paso, Texas to Chicago. Indiana State Police and the Lake County High Intensity Drug Trafficking Area Task Force intercepted the illegal drugs in Munster. Looking at your midday lotto picks, your pick 3, 8, 4, 9, and the Super Bowl is 2. Your daily 4, 8, 9, 6, 3, and the Super Bowl is also 2. Taking a look at your Lakeshore weather forecast, this afternoon, mostly sunny skies, a high near 85, wind gusts up to 25 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly clear with a low near 68, wind gusts up to 20 miles an hour. Saturday, sunny skies, a high near 87. Saturday night, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise mostly cloudy, a low near 66. Sunday, a 30% chance of rain in the morning, otherwise mostly sunny, a high near 80. Monday, sunny skies, a high near 83. And Tuesday, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 o'clock, otherwise mostly sunny, with a high near 89. Tune in this afternoon at 4 o'clock for All Things Considered with Lakeshore Public Radio Sharon Jackson, and she provides more news, updates, traffic, and weather for Northwest Indiana. For your Lakeshore Midday News Update, I'm Tom Maloney.